Hello, welcome back. In this video, we're going to discuss the law of supply. The law of supply is a fundamental principle of economic theory which states that all else equal, an increase in price results in an increase in quantity supplied. In other words, there is a direct relationship between price and quantity. Quantities respond in the same direction as price changes. Okay, the chart below depicts the law of supply using a supply curve, which is always upward sloping. Notice the demand curve was downward sloping. Now the supply curve is upward sloping. A, B, and C are points on the supply curve, as you can see in this graph. Each point on the curve reflects a direct correlation between quantity supplied and price, okay? So at point A, the quantity supplied will be Q1, and the price will be P1, and so on, okay? In this example, you'll be able to see that because we're charting the supply, that quantity supplied is on the horizontal axis, right? And now price will be on the vertical axis as we measure supply. The law of supply is so intuitive that you may not even be aware of all the examples around you, right? Again, when college students learn computer engineering jobs pay more than English professor jobs, the supply of students with majors in computer engineering will increase. Why? Because they are able to make more money, right? So then there, the demand for those jobs will increase, right? When consumers start paying more for cupcakes than for donuts, bakeries will increase their output of cupcakes and reduce their output of donuts in order to increase their profits. Why? Because cupcakes are more expensive. People are buying more cupcakes at this elevated price point when they're not buying as much donuts. So they're going to increase the output of their cupcakes so that they can make a greater profit because people are buying more of the cupcakes at a higher price point than they are the donuts. When your employer pays time and a half for overtime, the number of hours you are willing to supply for work increases. Why? Because we're going to get paid more money. There's going to be a demand, a greater demand for the higher pay scale, right? So now whenever overtime is offered at the workplace, more and more people will want to take advantage of the overtime pay because it's more in wages. The law of supply summarizes the effect price changes have on producer behavior. For example, a business will make more video game systems if the price of those systems increases. The opposite is true if the price of a video game system decreases, right? So if the demand for this video game system goes up, right, and it's at a singular price point, as that demand goes up, those companies will raise their price until demand equals supply and you're at an equilibrium price, right? So the law of supply summarizes the effect price changes have on the behavior, right? The company might supply 1 million systems if the price is $200 each. But if the price increases to $300, they could potentially supply 1.5 million systems. You see how that works? Because if there's a high demand at $200, let's push the price up a little bit more to see how demand reacts with a higher price point, right? If people, and in this scenario, at $300 for the system, they're going to go and put 1,500 or 1.5 million systems onto the market, right? Hoping to be able to sell those at a higher price point and therefore increasing their profit margin. So we're going to look at supply schedule like we did for demand. So let's look at the supply schedule, right, for grapes. Okay. Same thing, vertical axis, horizontal axis. So, quantity supplied, notice supply on the bottom, and here is the demand, okay, or the price, Okay? So, 1,000 pounds, 2,000 pounds, 3,000 pounds of grapes. Okay, this will be our scale. Right? And remember, our curve, our supply curve, is going to be upward sloping. Okay? So, we have a $1 price point. We have a $2 price point. We have a $3 price point. And a $4 price point. So let's plot these out, okay? So at $1, we can supply 1,000 pounds of grapes, right? So at $1, 1,000 pounds, okay, is demanded, right, or supplied at $1. But as we increase the price, right, in hopes to sell more, we will then produce and sell 2,000 pounds of grapes. Now, at $3, notice it's starting to diminish a little bit because our price is getting a little too high. Right? At $3, we'll produce and supply 2,500 pounds, right? And at $4, we will produce 2,750. So notice as the price goes up in the market, we will produce more supply in order to take advantage of the increase in prices. So as the market drives the price up, as a producer, as a supplier, we're going to want to increase the amount or quantity supplied so that we can take advantage or capture a greater profit margin. As the price goes up, we will produce more. But notice there's a diminishing return as the price gets too high. Now notice between 1 and 2, we produced 1,000 more pounds, right? But between 2 and 3, we only produced 500 more pounds, right? And between 3 and 4, we only produced 250 more pounds, okay? So prices are sensitive to supply, right? And as the price continues to get too high, our production will scale back and will slow down because we don't want to be caught having too much supply in the market, and that way it's too saturated. And if there's too much supply, then prices will come down on an equilibrium basis, and therefore we'll be losing out on the additional profit margin that we could make had prices been in equilibrium.